For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. With the explosion of opioid addiction in America, doctors and patients are looking for ways to avoid using the painkillers. For some, manipulative therapy could be a way out. I learned more from the chairperson of the Department of Osteopathic Manipulative Medicine in the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine, Dr. Lisa DeStefano. She says this kind of therapy can help some patients, particularly those with lower back pain, avoid opioids altogether.
Let's just look at the walking cycle. In other words, we call it the gait cycle, when one puts one foot in front of the other. There's a lot of information that the brain and the spinal cord needs to understand in order to move through space effectively, efficiently, and free of pain. So if the patient has joint dysfunction that's keeping them or reducing their efficiency of the gait cycle, other muscles begin to take over. Because of the joint dysfunction, that begin to scream at the patient. Those are the muscles that will cause the pain. If we do manipulation on the patient, we're not going to stop that process. What we're going to do is we're going to change the relationship between the joint and the spinal cord reflexively, which makes that moving cycle, that gait cycle, much more efficient. So the pain has to go away. It doesn't have a choice. Other muscles, the proper muscles that balance the body in three-dimensional space take over and begin to do what they need to do, and the pain has to abate.
So a patient is sent home with some instructions about what to do between visits. It might be how to walk, how to sit properly to prevent recurrences of this pain.
Correct. A common recipe for patients with low back pain is for them to go home and bring their knees to their chest and flatten their back into the table to stretch their back muscles, or bend over to touch their toes because they've been told by a therapist or their physicians that that's healthy. The reality is that's destabilizing the pelvis, so they're more likely to get into trouble doing those common activities.
When people hear the word physical therapy, frequently what they think of is conversations they've had with people who maybe have had a hip replacement and they've gone into PT and that kind of thing. And a lot of the stories have to do with how painful the therapy is. So tell me how much, if any, pain there is in this kind of manipulative therapy.
Very little. It's very gentle. We are positioning and posturing, or positioning the patient and using muscle activities which restore joint function. That's our goal. So it's very little effort for the patient and no discomfort.
Have you had patients who have been on opioids and now are no longer using opioids because of the kind of therapy they're receiving?
Many, yes.
What do they tell you?
My patients that come to me that have been through this cycle and they've had 3 or 4 years of pain, and they come to me in a matter of 4 or 5 visits, they start to see improvements in function, they start to see pain-free days, they start to see that they don't need the pain medications as often, start to have hope. If we can at least help them help themselves and give them a little bit of hope, then they're going to be very happy to come off the pain medications.
We'll post a video of what manipulative therapy looks like at WKAR.org. Dr. Lisa DeStefano is chair of the Department of Osteopathic Manipulative Medicine in the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Scott Pohl, WKAR News.